And now another thrilling adventure from the waterlogged adventure book of Big Dan Freighter.
I'm notorious for that.
His curious sidekick, Dutch the Swede Anacrombie.
Someone's in a jar.
And the always helpful Millie Healy, town librarian.
I don't like being alone, especially when I'm by myself.
This week's episode, Big Dan Freighter and the Knight of the Wherewithal. We find Big Dan Freighter's faithful boat, the Gallinatia, setting out to sea on a long overdue pleasure cruise.
It's about time we three intrepid adventurers had something in the way of a vacation.
Frankly, I hope nothing gets in the way.
Well, yes, but don't you agree we deserve something in the way of a vacation?
Gotta go with Dutch on this one, big fella. Don't want anything to get in the way of our good time, no, sir.
Well, no, neither do I.
But there's an old saying, you don't have to invite trouble, it'll probably sneak in your window when you're sleeping.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
Okay.
But the happy party is only 3 days out when mysterious events first begin to raise their unwelcome heads.
Say, 2 cans of my Bad News Goose brand chili with beans are missing.
Don't look at me.
I don't suspect you, Millie.
No, I mean, just don't look at me. I'm kidding.
Oh, you. How about you, Big Dan?
Not me. I can't stand that stuff.
You hear that?
Probably just someone below decks.
Dutch, we're the only ones on board.
Hey, you don't think we have one of those, what's the word for it? Someone who sneaks onto a boat unauthorized?
A stowaway.
No, that's not it.
That is the word for it.
A boat hider.
Boat hider. There is no word boat hider.
What do you call someone who hides on a boat? A boat hider.
Does sound right, Big Dan.
Okay, well, whatever it is, we better investigate. Millie, you take the wheel and stay in the pilot house while Dutch and I do a complete search of the Galantin... the whole boat.
All right, but don't take too long. I don't like being alone, especially when I'm by myself.
All right, come on, Dutch.
And so once again, the plucky librarian is in a path of danger never intended for anyone who files away things and looks things up.
Certainly can be lonely on this big, fat block of water we call ocean. What's that? Oh, no. Come on. Get a hold of yourself, Millie Healy. You are one jumpy librarian. Probably just one of the boys searching. And then, having done his search, slowly ascending the stairs towards me like a dark, threatening presence, knowing full well I'm up here all by myself, but continuing to stalk closer with nary a chipper reassurance. Dutch? Big Dan? Anyone?
Hi, Millie.
How dare you sneak up on me without friendly reassurance?
I said hi, Millie.
How about say it ahead of time?
But I wasn't here yet.
Well, come earlier next time. Oh, you know, it's okay. I guess all this stuff about boat hiders has me jumpy.
Boat hiders are nothing to take lightly.
Well, there's nothing... Oh, my God.
How about some footsteps, Big Dan?
Jeepers, big guy.
I was being unobtrusive.
Well, do it on your own time.
Yeah, that's a boat hider.
See?
And so before you can say someone stole the marmalade from Tiny Tina's kitchen, the plucky threefold slowly descend into the darkened depths of the Gallinatia.
Wait, Dutch, hold that candle a little higher.
Do you see something?
It's burning my chin.
Oh.
We have got to get some flashlight batteries.
Look, the door to my quarters.
Don't you always keep it closed?
I'm notorious for that.
Look, someone rifled through your desk. Then they rifled through your bureau and rifled your trophy case. They even rifled your snacks. Look, your hair tonic is rifled.
Who knew boat hiders liked to rifle so much?
That candy wrapper in front of my closet. That wasn't there earlier.
I didn't know you liked Kirky's Fluker crisps with almonds.
You don't know everything.
Did you bring some for all of us?
Look, you're free to bring whatever snacks you like on board. Don't penalize me for something you didn't think of.
The closet's ajar. Someone's in there.
Someone's in a jar?
Shh!
Carefully, the three heroes creep toward the infinite black hole of the slightly open closet until...
Hello.
Please.
I mean you no harm.
And so our heroes find themselves in the cozy galley, enjoying fresh mugs of hot cocoa with a mysterious and disheveled young man with a haunted look in his eyes.
Yes. Thank you for the hot cocoa and the marshmallow. I feel somewhat undeserving of your hospitality, sneaking on board such as I did like a stowaway, I guess you'd call me.
Boat hider. Perhaps you'll repay our cocoa kindness with a little cocoa of your own. The cocoa of explanation.
Hmm. Well played. Very well. I shall begin at the beginning, which is where my sad tale of woe starts. My name is Victor Arkatram, and I was, at least, a normal, healthy young man. And like every student, I took to wandering the Carpathians between classes.
Man, I guess we all did that.
I found my curiosity perhaps greater than most my age, and before I knew it, I was drawn to a particularly melancholy grove nestled in a cluster of woeful hills. The effect of that cursed place was almost immediate, and I found myself lulled into that noonday stupor that affects most students. My sleep was restless, peopled with the stuff of nightmares.
Oh, I hate that stuff.
What is that?
I don't know.
Worst of all, during my involuntary slumber, I later found that I was bitten.
Bitten? Bitten by what?
Everything. Every last thing in that accursed wood bit me, and I awoke to the staring face of a full moon. And now the worst part.
Well, it gets worse? Because I'm already thinking antibiotic here.
If it were but so simple. As a result of those bites, I now turn into...
a werewolf?
A vampire?
Handsome prince?
Everything.
What? Huh?
Thanks to that dreadful combination of bites, any given transformation can see me turn into any random thing. There is even a name for such horror. I am a werewithal.
Wherewithal. This is fantastic. Surely it's a joke.
Oh, would that it were. Would that it were.
Who's laughing?
Oh, me. It's been so long since I've heard the sound of my own laughter. Even bitter, sardonic laughter. It's rather refreshing. It's like a gentle stream. Just before a madman topples over the falls, where was I?
Does this happen when the moon is full?
Full, half, quarter, that cute little slivery thing. Anytime the moon is out.
You mean like now?
And before the seafaring sidekick can clarify, the rays of the moon begin creeping through a porthole right towards their cryptic guest.
Bolt the doors! Hurry! Bolt the doors now! Ask no questions, I pray you!
He's praying us!
Well, better do it!
Come on!
Okay.
Oh, ouch!
I've got this one! Hand me that! Ow! Get that!
Oh, come on! Pull!
Ow! Over there! Give me that!
The chain.
Okay.
Who knew our galley was so secure?
Well, nothing's happening yet. It's too fantastic. Surely this poor fellow's confused or mad or simply insane.
Then we have nothing to worry about.
The slender shaft of ominous moonlight creeps toward the troubled Victor with the inexorable progress of an elderly history teacher grading papers. Until...
Wait, shouldn't we be on the outside?
Whoa!
Oh,
come on!
Wait a minute! I've got it!
Look! His face is changing.
Well, he's making a face.
I'm not making a face.
That's probably how it starts.
He's becoming something.
Well, maybe, but right now he's just making a series of faces.
I'm not making a series of faces. It's physical change.
Nova Scotia, what is he?
He's the same.
Oh, would that I were. Would that I were free of its grasp.
You're the same.
I'm a lamp.
A what?
A lamp. I'm a lamp.
So you're a werelamp?
I'm a werewithal, which means I can change into anything when the moonlight hits me.
So you were bitten by a lamp, and you look like a guy still.
Maybe he's one of those lamps that's shaped like a man.
I've never seen that. I've never seen a lamp shaped like a man.
What about a cigar store Indian?
Well, those aren't lamps, Dutch.
Well, you could easily install one.
Well,
how do you install one? Where would you put all the
cigars?
What lights up his head?
Oh, my God. I don't have to be bitten by the exact thing I become. This could be the result of even an aphid bite.
So you're a were-aphid?
No, aphids don't bite.
I'm a werewithal. It's all-encompassing. Besides, whoever heard of a lamp biting anyone, you idiot?
He has a point.
Oh, no!
Now what's he becoming?
Oh, I can't stand to watch this poor, tortured soul.
All right, I'll bite. What are you?
Can't you tell by the sounds I'm making? I'm a cabinet.
He does sound like a cabinet.
Cabinets don't make sounds.
So you're really more like ware furnishings.
Where were you bitten, Macy's?
I think this one's the result of a wild hog.
Hog cabinet makes total sense.
Hey, Big Dan, we're coming into port.
Look out, Costa del Primo, here we come.
Look at all the lights and the dancing.
The weather's phenomenal here.
I'll toss a line from the bow.
Hey, Dutch, order us those drinks with the little umbrellas.
Wait! Wait! You're making a big mistake. You'll have to deal with me, with my dilemma.
Oh, sorry. You want one?
No.
Just three, Dutch.
Oh, I've got to go pack a bag.
See you on the pier, Millie.
I'm a danger to myself and others, you know.
Uh-huh. Turn out the lights when you go.
Okay.
Join us next time for another exciting episode in the adventures of Big Dan Freighter.
The Adventures of Big Dan Freighter podcast is executive produced and written by Larry Blumeyer and produced by Brian Howe, Allison Martin, and Dan Conroy. This episode was produced and directed by Brian Howe, co-produced by Paul Fay, and engineered by Daniel Stewart. Many thanks go to Stephen Nybert at Imperium 7 Talent Agency for his counsel, his wisdom, and that initial push. Thanks also to freesound.org, soundj.com, soundbible.com, and the folks at freesfx.co.uk for their excellent archives. Tens of thousands of thanks to Paul Fay and the whole gang at Worldwide Radio for letting the inmates run amok in the sound booth. The cast for this episode featured
Phil Proctor,
Brian Howe,
Allison Martin,
Dan Conroy,
with special guest
Sam Whitworth.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, let us know at the Adventures of Big Dan Freighter Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Dan Freighter.
Podcast by
Worldwide Radio.